From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The White House is reacting furiously to a federal judge blocking President Donald Trump's latest order restricting travel, which was to go into effect at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday. A White House statement said, quote, "Today's dangerously flawed district court order undercuts the president's efforts to keep the American people safe and enforce minimum security standards for the entry to the United States." Catherine Gibson has more on the ruling.
The ruling by Judge Derek Watson prohibits restrictions on travelers from six countries that the Trump administration said could not provide enough information to meet U.S. security standards. The countries were Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen.
The Justice Department calls the ruling incorrect and says it will appeal the decision in an expeditious manner. Life started to return to normal in the northern oil-rich city of Kirkuk Tuesday, one day after a lightning government advanced to take back towns and countryside from forces of the Kurdish Autonomous Region. Streets were full of cars and markets were busy with shoppers who went about their normal daily business. The Baghdad government recaptured territory from Kurds across the breadth of northern Iraq on Tuesday, making startlingly rapid gains in a sudden campaign that has shifted the balance of power in the country almost overnight. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said they seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa, Syria, from Islamic State militants in an American-led coalition fighting. They said the city was on the verge of liberation. A spokesman for the SDF told reporters the fighting in Raqqa was over. This is VOA News.